BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hello, here's Monday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. We analyse what went right and also wrong on our alternative World Cup commentary on Friday. And we find out who gets Mexico and who gets Brazil to support for tomorrow's alternative commentary. Greg James is back and he plays Real or No Real. Ella Henderson can fit her whole fist in her mouth and we've got the evidence. And how I hear the Lana Del Rey song in my head.
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Thank you very much if you sent a nice message or otherwise. On Friday night, I saw one person that said, "I'm about to rip the red button from my remote." That was one of the more negative ones, but generally very positive for our alternative commentary on the BBC red button for Spain versus Netherlands. And the Oranges won, so up the Oranges.
Do you know what team the Oranges were?
The Netherlands.
The Netherlands,
yes.
Well, it really confused you because they were playing in blue. Do you remember?
Yes, they were, but why is their colour orange then?
Well, because the teams have two shirts. Sometimes they have three kits.
Well, that's confusing for a beginner.
Like did you have myself. A nice weekend?
I had a great time. I
believe you saw Pete Mills.
I saw Pete Mills. That's my dad, because it's Father's Day. He sends his regards.
Oh, God.
He asked how you were, actually.
Yeah.
And he actually told me that he preferred our commentary to the other commentators, because sometimes they annoy him. I have seen him, actually, before. I think it's because, like, he's got his own opinion on the football and he doesn't want to hear theirs. They're a bit opinionated. So I've seen Pete Mills before actually turn the commentary on football on TV down.
Right.
So he found ours a refreshing change.
But Pete Mills must have been so proud of you. Son,
he was like,
you're on the BBC Sport coverage.
Yeah, he couldn't believe it. I mean, good times. And I managed to have 1, 2, 3 barbecues this weekend.
Legend.
So good, yes.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
How long's the World Cup gone for? A month?
Roughly, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Over.
Well, you know, have a look for me. Look into it. Hello, Laura, who is in Sheffield, revising for exams at the moment, nearly there, though, and has spent most of the day generally procrastinating and liking everything that a certain boy that she fancies says on Facebook.
Oh, I don't know. I think that's going too far.
I know, well, you know my friend Unlucky Gary?
Yeah.
He does that all the time. And I'm like, oh, yeah. You like him, do you? He's like, yeah, well, yeah. Stop liking everything on Facebook. Even if he puts, like, in a good mood today, like. Seriously.
There's
making it really obvious.
Boyfriends and girlfriends who always have to like the other boyfriend or girlfriend's status as well.
Yeah.
Just to kind of show ownership.
Sure. Does that happen in your life?
Kinda.
Oh, God.
Well, no, I do think I'm one of those kind of people that has to be seen to be liking absolutely everything.
Really?
Yeah.
Or what?
I don't know.
What happens?
Otherwise it looks like I'm not interested.
Like. And also Richard in Edinburgh, who's got a final exam tomorrow, but has really chosen the wrong time, really, to start getting obsessed with season 2 of Breaking Bad. Like the day before your exam when you're really supposed to be revising. Is it really addictive?
It is, yeah. Have you not got into that yet?
No, that's something I will get round to, but I'm guessing the day before an exam, you're like, oh, I'll just watch another one, oh, I'll just watch another one, oh, I'll just watch another one, and you're not doing any actual work.
Yeah. According to Twitter, there was something on Game of Thrones last night. Now, I'm not across Game of Thrones at all.
I'm not. I keep seeing it everywhere, and I feel that I should be, but I also think that it will not interest me at all.
I feel like I'm missing out, though. I feel like it's something everyone else seems to be enjoying.
It's not everyone, though.
No?
I don't think so. It just feels that way. Like when Breaking Bad was on, that wasn't everyone either, but it felt like it.
I don't know. I think it was everyone.
It's not everyone. Not everyone.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So, Friday, for me, when we did the alternative football coverage on the BBC Red Button, was genuinely terrifying. I was hoping it would be kind of comedy bad and we'd be able to kind of like just loll around. And I thought that I would feel much more in control of it like I normally do. When I'm on the radio, I've done it for many years.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm in control. I felt like I was free falling on Friday night. I didn't know what to do.
Ah, but that was the difference because you were having to respond to situations. You know, you obviously can't predict before how the game's going to be. You've just got to talk about what you see.
But I don't know any of the players. I don't know any of the terms. And I'm not very good with analogies.
Whereas for me, this was the biggest opportunity of my life.
But you've listened to football commentators growing up for years. I really haven't.
I have. And so I came into this, I guess, as the expert. in every sense.
That, eh?
The best commentator, the best. I mean, really, it, for me, this was an audition.
Yeah. For, like, is this something you aspire to do? I mean, look at Chappers now, Match of the Day too.
God, yeah. What
I mean,
hero.
He started off on this show.
It's true, that.
And now look. I mean, that's not being rude, but that's not going to go the same way for you if that's the direction you're taking.
Why wouldn't it?
I just don't think it will.
Why is that? That's harsh.
I don't think it will.
Where do you think my life will go?
God, Chris, this is a bit deep for a Monday afternoon.
Never really talked about this, have we?
Well, maybe it's one for later on in the pub.
All right.
Do we do that?
Yeah, well, let's do that.
Okay, I'll book you in now. Hang on, I'm writing a diary.
Or we can go to the, why don't we do it tomorrow before tomorrow's alternative commentary?
Do you think that's a good idea?
No?
I don't know. I mean, I know that you like sport, and I do think you were good on Friday night. I just don't know whether it's your true calling in life. I don't know.
Do you know what? I didn't put too much effort into it because I wanted to be natural. I wanted to be professional, but I wanted to be natural. But I did write the opening sort of bit for it.
Well, we're going to, if you miss this on the red button on Friday night, we'll go through it in a minute. And what we'll do is we'll also compare it to what they were doing on Five Live at the time. Right, so Friday night, BBC Red Button, alternative commentary. So scared. A lot of people saying I was crap. I didn't know what to say. I ran out. I'll try better tomorrow. I think I know what to expect a bit more now. I was genuinely going in blind. I did not know what to do.
Mm.
So let's compare, shall we? So you do, I think, have to make a real effort on the opener. You know, it's the start. It's when people start listening. It's when people start watching.
Exactly.
So here's how they do it. On BBC Radio 5 Live, the home of live sport.
They're in the tunnel, and it is a stern-faced Robin van Persie who is at the front of the line for the Dutch and is preparing to lead his players out onto the pitch. We said it yesterday in the build-up, Tony. There can't have been many days in the last 4 years when these Dutch players who were involved in that final in 2010 will not have thought about facing Spain and what they might have done differently. Not often in sport you get the chance to make amends so quickly, and here they get the chance to gain revenge today.
Oh, he's good, isn't he?
Quite clearly reading it off the page, though.
As opposed to our one.
Good evening, this is the BBC, and you join us in the home of live football, the Scott Mills Show, on BBC Radio 1, this evening on The Red Button, live from Copacabana Beach. We're here to bring you live coverage of the Spain-Netherlands match, a match so hot it's like a Dutch oven in here. But will the pain in Spain fall mainly on the Spain? It's Spain v Netherlands. It's live, and it's on the BBC.
Is that it?
Have
that's
it.
All right, okay.
I think that's great.
I know, maybe I shouldn't have giggled in the background.
I think.
I mean, you can't tell you're reading that, though.
No, I think, exactly, and I think it cheapens what I was trying to do there.
Also, you said that we were live from the beach. We're not. We were in here.
Also, it's Copacabana, isn't
it? Copacabana. What did you say?
I kept calling it Copacabana.
Yeah, no, it's Copacabana, yeah. And strong metaphors, I think. Learn from Five Live.
Well, recently, Spain's king abdicated his throne. Spain's football side, I'm sure, have no intention of handing over their crown as world champions.
Oh, that's good, isn't it?
I wish I'd thought of that.
And topical. But here's what you thought of.
Robin there, unlike Batman and Robin, not the sidekick in this game. He's been the Batman, if you will, of the Holland team.
God. I think we need to... I'm going to try and do some tomorrow when we do Mexico-Brazil, but I am going to write them down.
You're going to write them before?
Of course, because you can't be doing this.
They're just playing with Spain like a dog would with a toy.
Don't make them up on the spot because it doesn't work.
That it can't sort of...
Control.
I saw a dog recently try and take apart a plastic toy. Couldn't do it. Just sort of started playing around with it. Swings it side to side. It's very much how the Netherlands...
We need to get off the air soon.
That dog's called Riley. He's a family friend.
I didn't know what to say by this point. I was just like, can we just get off air? I mean, it was an exciting game, but I was out.
I think you'd lost interest by then.
A little bit. I was just fascinated to see what people were saying on Twitter, and it was trending number one worldwide for a while. How'd that happen?
Did you like my commentary voice as well?
Very good, yes.
Because you do have to change it ever so slightly for...
But how did that first goal in this game sound on Five Live?
It's going to be a right-footed penalty. Alonso runs up, and it is score! Down low to the left-hand side, and Spain lead the Netherlands in Salvador. It is Spain 1, the Netherlands 0.
And on the red button...
It's gone to the left, and it's in! It's a goal!
Goal! Go, 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 go!
It's a goal.
It's a goal. Alonso there. Alonso, 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 Alonso.
The goal there, bolus profundus, straight into the back of the net.
There we are. So that was the first goal on the BBC Red Button. It's different, isn't it?
Yeah.
The Scott Mills Daily.
A guy called Sergio has been on saying, I'm a Portuguese living in the UK, and you, Scott, brought so much luck to Holland the other day. I would like you to also make the alternative commentary today, but with Portugal as your team. Portugal on later, aren't they?
Oh, you're learning so much.
Yeah. I'm more across it than ever, you know. More across it than ever.
We had a crack team here in the studio. We had me and you and a psychic called Dem.
Yeah.
Who was brilliant, who predicted that Spain would win. Obviously, they went on to lose, but he had some fascinating insights throughout.
He was our kind of... he was our version of Paul the Octopus. I just heard an octopus.
I thought he was brilliant. I'd never met him before, had you?
No, but I understand he's done kind of mystic stuff for football before.
I wish we could have him in all the time.
Is he on tomorrow night?
Yeah, 100%.
His name's Demian, what a ledge. But he did predict... correctly, something very big to happen in the match at 9:10.
Mm.
There was one thing that I wanted to pick you up on, just a bit of constructive.
Go on, Em.
The of course thing. You said of course, a lot. Did you notice that?
I understand there were a lot of people playing games along to our commentary. Obviously, it was Friday night, people having a few drinks. And...
if you were doing a drinking game to every time you said of course, then you wouldn't have remembered the second half.
Right.
Can I just prove this point for a minute? So here's Chris on the alternative commentary.
The stadium, of course. Of course, the Dutch team. Big shout out to Chris Moyles, of course. Robin, of course. Credits due, of course. We're watching this on a small screen. Of course, we're all looking forward to 9:10. Referees, of course, very dramatic. But they're, of course, not that we would promote them, of course. We're watching this here on quite a small screen. A lot of people, of course. Of course, we'd like to know what you think we should eat. Of course, I ate hummus, of course. The problem is the screen is now so small. Spain, of course. Scott Mills, of course. Recent trip to Amsterdam was, of course, when Dennis Bergkamp scored that blinding goal in Euro 96.
Quite a lot.
I will, of course, now take a chilli. Of course, we've got a goal celebration. Of course, lots of people. On the small screen that we have here in the studio, it was hard to see. Minding everyone that they can, of course, listen to the alternative commentary. Interesting, of course, that Gary Lineker working for BBC Sport there. Of course.
How many did you think?
It was quite a few, wasn't it?
Yeah, more than you remember?
How many was that? About 10?
26.
26.
You need to lay off that a bit.
I've been told not to mention the fact that we were watching it on a small screen.
It just sounds amateur, Chris. I mean, this is the BBC. Is the match that we did, the alternative commentary, is it still on the BBC Sport website?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, why could you watch that?
You can listen back to the whole thing. Quite incredible.
Wow. Yeah, don't mention that it's a small screen. I mean, to be honest, the TV that we were watching it on, we were just watching the BBC One. Whatever you were watching on BBC One, we were watching and just saying what we saw. But... our TV would have been smaller than yours,
yeah.
I think. It was tiny. Are we wheeling in a bigger one tomorrow? What, like maybe a 20 each? 20 inch?
Hopefully.
25?
Hopefully we'll be better prepared for tomorrow. Of course it's...
stop it!
Brazil-Mexico.
And you can watch this, of course, on the BBC Red Button tomorrow from 8 p.m. They're letting us do it again. Incredible.
The Scott Mills Daily.
There's another thing. Write that down that we haven't done together.
What's that?
Sipped Patron.
Okay.
Like R&B style. Obviously, we'd be drinking responsibly if we did.
We could sip on Patron for the alternative commentary tomorrow.
No, absolutely not. Also, I want to do something with you this week that we haven't done before. Remember a while ago, we were just coming up with a list of stuff that, as mates, we've never done together? So we've ticked off the list having a massage together. What else have we done?
We've been
together?
In water together.
Been in water together. I've shaved you.
Yeah, brilliant.
Just a bit hungover one time. Just never had a wet shave before, so I did the honours.
No, it was a lazy encounter for me. I couldn't be bothered. And at the time, I thought it was a reasonable thing to ask your friend.
Now, wet shaving then, all the time, aren't you?
And then when it happened, like when the moment came that you started shaving, I actually thought to myself, this is actually a bit weird.
It was a bit weird.
It's not something you should ask your friend to do for you.
No, but only afterwards we realised that. What did we do recently together?
You introduced me to fake tanning.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and Lebanese food.
And we ate some Lebanese food together.
Yes, we did. I've got a new thing that I want to do with you towards the end of the week that we've never done before, and we're going to tick it off the list.
The majority of these things seem to be one way, as in I experience things that I probably wouldn't want to experience, but you enjoy them. It's never really the other way around.
Well, you can come up with one, but I've come up with a brilliant one.
Go on.
Let's do it. I'll tell you now.
Okay.
Let's do it first, and then we'll talk about it on air.
Right, okay.
All right? But you'll love it. I'm addicted to it.
So I probably won't like it.
It's my new favourite thing. I mean, I'm doing it 3 times a week right now. Towards the end of the week, we'll do it. You'll need a lot of energy as well.
Okay, well, yeah.
Now, this Lana Del Rey song, it's called West Coast. And, I mean, you know what I think about Lana Del Rey. I'm not completely convinced. I actually did quite like Summertime Sadness. But this track, West Coast, like, it's not one speed. It's like 2 or 3 different songs, and that bothers me a little bit.
There's a moment where it goes from, like, the first verse into the chorus bit, and it does kind of change dramatically, doesn't it?
Makes me feel uneasy.
Shifts gear.
I definitely couldn't eat to it. Something has to be not too fast and of continuous same speed for me to be able to eat to it.
I know what you mean.
Like, dance music, can't eat to that. But this is what the Lana Del Rey song sounds like in my head. Starts off like a normal song. It's so slow. Lana Del Rey.
Speeds up again,
look. There he goes. Imagine eating your lunch for this. You couldn't do it.
You'll do.
Really slow. I can see my baby's
sort of drops off.
She's gone. Her batteries. Batteries have run out.
It is, that's exactly what it sounds like, parts of that song, doesn't it? It sounds like the battery's really running low.
New AAs for Lana, please.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Do you know what would cheer people up on a kind of meh Monday afternoon?
What's that?
Ella Henderson putting her fist in her gob.
Oh, this is brilliant, yeah.
Number one artist in the UK. Fastest selling song by a British artist this year. For Ghost, as revealed by Jamila on the chart yesterday. I mean, a lot of other shows, you'll see her all over the TV at the moment, and she's all over the radio, and they're asking her, like, you know, what was it like to work with Ryan Tedder? And tell us the inspiration behind the new album, which is out in September. We just got her to do a party trick, and she can fit her entire fist in her mouth. Do you want to see it? Radio on Twitter and Facebook right now. Can you just quickly do the fist trick?
Yeah. Right, okay.
Here we go.
Hold the water.
Fist in the mouth.
Okay.
Number one artist, potentially, everybody.
Oh my God, take the ring off, maybe.
I'm scared now. Don't try this at home. She's a trained professional.
Oh, God.
Okay, I've got long nails on as well, so this might hurt.
Oh, God. Oh, she's going for a laugh.
Really weird.
That is absolutely really incredible. Well, not very nice to look at, was it, really?
I don't know. It's one of my favourite videos that I've seen for a while.
Is it?
Yeah, skills.
Can you see, like, the whole thing go in?
I mean, we shouldn't recommend that anyone does this, but it's actually really hard to do.
Yeah, it is. So I can't even imagine doing that.
But then she smashed it on Innuendo Bingo because, you know, she was getting a lot of water in that mouth.
Yeah, I mean, it's impressive. You can see how she sings like that now. Go to Radio 1 Twitter, at BBCR1, or Radio 1 Facebook. Just a little video for you, a little treat with Ella Henderson putting her fist in her gob to cheer up a Monday afternoon.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I'm Scott Mills. This is BBC Radio 1. He's Chris, and he's after a beach body.
Oh, right. So you're going to talk about this now?
Is this a new thing?
No, look, this is something that I was saying to you. It wasn't really meant to come out.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But I've started looking at some of these YouTube workout videos.
They're intense.
Right, but I don't know which one to do. Now, I don't know why we're talking about this now. I'm perfectly comfortable with what I look like and everything.
Yes.
Right?
And you should be. You look good.
Right, so I thought I'd do one of these workout videos, see how long I can keep that going for.
And how's that gone?
Well, I haven't decided which one to do yet.
Right,
I'm in the decision process. But there's no point starting until you know exactly what you're going
to
do.
I do really like the ones where they show you what to do, and then I do completely the opposite, because I can't do it. Mm. And also, they're mostly American. So you either get like a computerised voice going,
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Abs. Work abs. Work abs. Or there's an actual bloke.
Yeah.
Which is quite good.
Well, what I'm trying to do is find the one video that doesn't, the person doesn't irritate me, because obviously I'm going to be spending a lot of time with this person, aren't I?
Yeah, and also they are quite irritating, but they kind of become one of your mates.
Yeah.
So if anyone knows a non-irritating workout, because they are, like, they're generally overconfident, aren't they? Hi, I'm American. Look at my muscles.
Yeah, that, and that's a massive issue for me. Also, I'll tell you what, here's an idea. Anyone out there who's willing to do a YouTube exercise video for me,
yeah,
that I can copy, and you know, as long as you're not irritating, yeah, you haven't got a, you know, annoying voice, because I'll be spending a lot of time with you, I'd be really interested to see it.
This is a brilliant idea. So you could do your, you could do like a tailor-made one for us,
yeah, that'd
but
be,
don't be annoying.
Yeah.
Okay, like, if you're irritating, not cool.
Maybe try personalise it towards us a little bit.
Yeah. Yes. Great idea. I mean, if you got some time, make one tonight, and then we'll see how we go, because the one I saw, like, I wasn't keen.
No, and generally the people in these videos are really annoying.
Yeah, I mean, he was ripped, and, like, he knew it. Do you know what I mean?
Anyway, I'm thinking of doing the exercise. Like,
I'll do it with you.
Yeah?
And then we can, like, this could go around in circles. Like, we could do a video of us doing the video that someone sent in.
Okay.
Actually, fine. I don't want people to see that. This means I'm going to talk about football. Not Strictly Come Dancing, as you might first think.
Ryan Gosling's done a fitness video.
Oh, of course he has. Well, there we are. Surprise.
Not be watching that.
Yeah. Don't, we're not watching that one. Oh, some people are. Yep, some people are saying they're going to do one. Awesome. Send it in.
Anyway, we need to get back to business on this thing. So,
football?
Football, football, football. Tomorrow, Brazil-Mexico is the game that we'll be commentating on. Can we change the backing music? Sorry, it is way too Strictly.
Some like more drama,
more intense. Like, yeah, that's more like it. You're listening to the BBC.
Right, stop doing that. You kept doing that on Friday. That doesn't mean it's like. That doesn't mean that suddenly we're doing the proper commentary, because you just keep going. Wait, you're listening to the BBC. It doesn't mean that.
At least I'm trying.
I try, but I've run out of things to say. Anyway. So tomorrow night on the BBC Red Button, we're doing some more alternative commentary. I don't know why. Oh, that's finished.
Well, listen, it's going to be Brazil, Mexico, and you join us here where we need to do the coin toss.
You join us here, and we've got somebody on the phone that's going to help us. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Chris. Hi, Scott.
Did you do our? Did you take part in the Red Button experience on Friday?
I did indeed, and I absolutely loved it. It's definitely a refreshing experience than all the boring people commentating.
You lost your voice?
Yeah, I lost my voice during the England game on Saturday, and I still haven't recovered yet.
Is this better than your normal voice, would you say?
Well, my voice is usually husky anyway, but it just sort of, it keeps dropping out like I'm on a dodgy phone or something, that's all.
It sounds good, though.
I think.
Thanks.
It's working for you, definitely.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Hi. Okay, so you are going to be in charge of the toss now. I got the right team picked for me on Friday, because the Netherlands, they smashed your team, Spain. Yeah.
Well, we've decided we're not going to be impartial throughout the match. We're both going to pick a team for us to get behind, support, and then we can do research and stuff like that for our commentary. Sort of makes it a bit more of a rivalry.
Who would you really like?
Well, Brazil or Mexico? I'd love Brazil.
Okay,
who would you rather?
I don't really know.
No, exactly.
So, I mean, can we work out the rules of this coin toss then, okay, that Becca's going to do? Have you got a coin there?
I do indeed.
Okay, well, let's keep this simple. So, basically, if you toss Becca and then you get heads, Scott, you will be Brazil.
If I get heads?
If Becca tosses and it's heads, you get Brazil.
Okay.
If she tosses and it's tails, you'll get Mexico.
Okay. This is exciting. Okay, so Becky, you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
What coin is it, please?
It is a 10p coin.
Okay.
Shall I do this?
Ooh. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Ready?
Right. Toss hands. What is it?
It's heads.
Scott gets Brazil.
Scott gets Brazil.
Oh, no way.
Oh, gutting.
Sorry, I got
Chris.
Brazil.
Oh,
yes! I know you're not supposed to do it on a Monday, but
Brazil.
Spanish. I don't know, actually.
Hang on, I'll put some Brazil music on. Becca, thanks so much.
Oh, that is gutting.
Is that really annoying for you?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Because you wouldn't have cared either way.
Well, I wouldn't know. I mean, but what are the advantages to having Brazil?
But they're probably going to win the World Cup.
Oh, sure. Well, thanks, Becca. That's made my day.
Thank you. And I'll be listening on Tuesday.
Yes. Who will you be watching it with?
Probably the boyfriend again.
Okay. Does he let you have it on? He doesn't mind?
He was sort of okay with it on Friday.
It's kind of a compromise, right? You get to watch it still, but with our commentary. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Love you. Bye.
Scott Mills Daily.
I'm really glad that all the customers from that pizza company's details are safe. Did you hear that on Newsbeat?
No, what was that?
There was a pizza company that rhymes with Romano's.
Ah, yes.
Yeah, some of the details may have been leaked, but it's a good job that all your details are safe. I feel good about that. Just hoping for your case that the customers' favourite toppings aren't revealed. Hi, Greg.
Hi.
2 weeks to catch up on, haven't we?
I know. I feel so out of the loop.
Do you?
Yes.
No, it's fine. Nothing's really changed. 30 Seconds to Mars is still on.
Chris has just given me a ball like I'm six.
A little welcome home get. You like it, though, don't you?
I do. He's just given me a little promotional cricket ball, and he went, do you want this? Yeah.
Oh,
I do. Present.
I'm telling you, it's the little things in life. I love that ball.
Can
you
I have it?
Yeah, I'm saying you can have it. Mate.
We would have been mates at primary school.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you would, neither of you would have picked me for sports team.
You'd have been last.
Yeah, I would have.
You'd have been on the bench last.
Definitely.
Well, it was only because we were on a train not too long ago, weren't we, Greg? And we decided to start throwing a ball around.
Oh, yes. Right. All the way back from the cricket, we were playing catch with the Sri Lankans.
We were throwing this ball around the carriage. Everyone got right involved.
Yeah.
It's great.
That was just before you were off for a while, wasn't it?
That did make me suspicious about why you're off.
No, he was very ill.
I went, oh, he was fine at the cricket last night.
I was fine at the cricket, and then I got violently ill. I'm sorry, like, when should I be ill? When would suit you?
No, it didn't suit me. No skin off my nose. It was, you know, it was just first PIMS of the summer.
All right.
And he was off for 3 weeks.
I am obsessed right now with a picture of Mel B arriving at the X Factor auditions in Manchester, and the crowd behind her not giving a damn. It's my favourite.
Is she dressed as scary? Like that leopard
just,
thing?
Just got like...
back in the day.
Ooh! No.
Ooh, crab cakes!
Oh!
I've got Sky Digicore in every room.
Oh, that was so good, wasn't it?
Maybe!
Oh. I've just seen the picture, yeah. No one
cares, literally.
Crab paste!
Oh! Well, Keith Lemon, Lee Francis should definitely bring back Bud
Selector. He's got to, surely, now.
He's got to bring back Mel B.
And it's time for Real or No Real with Greg James.
Vernon Kay will be making a welcome return to Radio 1 in Ibiza this year with his very own ice cream van blaring out the tunes. He'll be touring the beaches from the 1st to the 3rd of August.
Oh, please make it so.
Oh, wow. So Vernon's got a new thing with Radio 1 in Ibiza. Only he is got an ice cream van and is going to go around all the beaches, Bora Bora, etc. Probably on the...
What do you mean? So is it going to be blaring tunes in the style of an ice cream van?
No, it's going to be an actual ice cream van.
Yeah. But the music-wise, is it going to sound like ice cream van music?
Oh, no, it'll be all of Vernon's favourite Ibiza hits.
Eric Prydz. All that.
And will he be serving ice cream at the same time?
I don't know the details on that, Chris. I imagine that he'll be, like near space, under where all the planes come in.
In an ice cream van. It's an interesting concept, this one. And I'm not sure I like it.
Why?
Well, I don't know. It just seems a bit weird. Vernon Kay in an ice cream van in Ibiza, it just seems like it would be... I don't want to slag it off too much in case it's real.
I can't imagine it being real. I mean, he wouldn't... I don't think he'd... even if he did have an ice cream van, he wouldn't be anywhere near it. It'll be a franchise that he's trying to make money out of.
You know, Vernon loves Ibiza and he loves to DJ.
Do you think it'd be any excuse to get out there? Is that what he's saying?
Yeah, I think that's what Scott's suggesting here.
Oh, no, so he just loves it a lot. He used to come to every Radio 1 in Ibiza.
I know, but maybe this is his only way he gets a pass out from Tess.
Possibly.
So I'm just going to go and do some work. I'll take the kids doing an ice cream van.
Or maybe it's like an unofficial thing where he's just put Radio 1 on the flyers without telling everyone.
Well, that would be cheeky.
Let me in. Real or no real?
I think this is no real, surely.
No real. No real.
That one is no real.
No, not doing it.
So that person's hooed me.
I know. 2 weeks and you're oh, God. Next.
In the hours before last night's Argentina match, searches on the internet for Lionel Messi were 212 times higher than search interest for Lionel Richie.
Well, you'd have to imagine that's true.
Who's counting?
Yeah, who's counting?
Who's counting here?
Obviously, people would want to know about Lionel Messi more than Lionel Richie in the before the Argentina game.
But only in the heat of the match. I mean, but apart from the heat, when the match isn't on, it's back to Richie.
Oh, I think it's Richie all the time, apart from when there's nearly a match.
Definitely.
So, real or no real, Lionel Messi and Lionel Messi trends online. Messi more than Richie,
yeah,
for a change.
I'm going to say real on this.
It's amazing when you look at Twitter. And like the other night when your commentary was on.
That about?
But everything is trending and you were top of it.
Brilliant. Don't understand.
Imagine that.
Brilliant.
Why was that?
Bigger than all the players.
Yeah.
All the goals.
Was it really?
Everything.
The official hashtag for the world.
Yeah. The one, the BBC Sports is like World Cup seat or something, World Cup view.
Yeah.
I don't understand how that happened, Greg. Did you hear any of it? Are you away?
Well, I couldn't hear it, but I saw...
We're doing it again tomorrow.
No, I can't wait. I saw the aftermath.
Real or no real?
Real.
I said no real.
That one is real.
No, yes. I meant real.
What about this?
Charlie Sloth is not doing his one extra show this week as he's filming a new hip-hop cookery show set for broadcast later this year.
Would this be the new man versus food sort of situation? It won't be a sort of delicate cookery
eating
show,
challenges.
Will it? It'll be, it'll be vicious.
This would be great.
I have heard that he's in talks with various TV people at the moment to do, I can't say.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
There's stuff.
Yeah, there's stuff, yeah.
Stuff in the pipeline.
Stuff in the pipeline.
I'd love to see a more hip-hop Great British Bake Off.
Yeah. He'd be amazing. They're all the rage, these shows. He is sort of the next generation's Mary Berry.
Do you reckon?
Yeah. Mm. When Berry decides to step down, then he'll be there.
And also, the thing is, a bit like Nigella, which is why I love her, like, he won't be like, oh, use this diet ingredient. He'll be going full fat everything, and I love that.
Yeah, but Nigella was all about the goose fat, wasn't she? She was all about, yeah, go for it.
That's what I like about it.
Yeah, but if you're saying that he's going to be the next Nigella, I don't want him to be saucy.
No, oh, you don't want that, no.
Nigella's a very, very sexy lady. And Charlie, I don't want him to start, you know, being all seductive.
Yeah, we don't want a naked chef situation with Charlie Sloth.
No. I know that I'm a bit slightly behind, but got into Nigella really over the last year.
What?
And quite good, isn't it?
Yeah, but that was about 15 years ago.
I know. Apparently so. I didn't realise it was on.
Do you know?
I really like the camera shots.
Do you know about Jamie Oliver and Gordon Ramsay?
I'm aware of him. Yeah, all of them. Real or no real? Charlie Sloth's new cookery TV show.
I'm going to say, I wish this was real. Real.
Oh, I'll go no real to make a game of it.
That one is no real.
Oh, yes.
No. Good game.
Good game. Oh, what's happened?
Are you still watching Fanny Craddock?
She the one that goes.
I don't even know.
No, it's the one. She at the end of each show, she went, and I hope that all of your donuts turn out like Fanny's. Actually, did at the end of each show. And at the end of that round of real or no real,
I got 10. Greg got 30.
Look it up. I don't remember it at the time, obviously.
What was it? 1910?
On YouTube, isn't it?
She used to just cycle off on her penny farthing home.
Seriously, watch it. Tomorrow we gear up for our World Cup alternative commentary. Number 2, Mexico v Brazil. Tomorrow night, 8 o'clock on the red button. And also on the show at 1:45, another round of innuendo bingo. Scott Mills, BBC Radio.